This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves. We'll come back into national service here in a few moments. With you tonight is Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, somebody called in about the clown craze that is sweeping across portions of the country over the last few weeks with sightings of creepy clowns beckoning children into the woods, apparently, and just kind of creepy-looking clowns hanging around, I guess. Right. Not really doing anything. But they're being photographed, and those photos are spreading on Facebook like wildfire because there are a bunch of people who have an irrational fear of clowns. And
yeah,
so,
I've never understood the fear of clowns. I also never saw the movie It.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, I can see clown makeup looking creepy. I you know, for sure, I could see that. I can understand why someone would find that disturbing, but ultimately it's just a man in some makeup, and usually they just want to make balloon animals for you.
Well, so. I find people with, you know, the furry fetish to be disturbing. I'm not scared of them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But, I mean, I can understand it. Like, some clowns are actually purposefully made to look scary, but your average clown that doesn't look scary... I mean, I think there's a difference between a scary-looking clown and a happy-looking clown.
Right, but some people are scared of the happy-looking clown,
right.
And that's what I don't understand.
Well, that I can't speculate on it. If you're scared of clowns, you'll have to call in to explain it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Did it happen, you know, because you had some sort of bad experience with a clown at one time? It certainly does seem that maybe below a certain age of, like, cognition, mental ability, that, you know, like maybe a small baby would look at a clown and freak out, right? Because it doesn't look like a normal human being looks. The face is usually all white face, and there's really distinct features that kind of...
Right,
you know, that
right.
could scare, like, a baby or something like that. And is it something that, you know, that some sort of traumatic event happened in the past that has carried over to the future? Not that you were attacked by a clown or molested by one, but just that they were scary as a kid for some reason, and maybe that carries over into adulthood.
Well, some kids are also scared of the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus. So it could just be, you know, scared of strangers. And your parents are like, no, he's a good stranger. Go, you know, and like they force you to give, you know, like that attention or affection that you don't want to give.
Sure.
So I could understand, you know, being in a traumatic situation possibly involving a clown, but to just be scared of clowns.
But to judge all clowns because of the actions of the few. You know, something else that's a factor is probably some of the, you know, clown media that has portrayed them purposefully as scary, like the movie It.
Yeah, never saw it.
Which I've never seen either. It was the late 80s when that came out. It was a made-for-TV series, I believe, on maybe like the ABC network or something. So it was a multi-part thing. And I saw a...
There was also a movie, I think.
I don't think so.
I thought there was a movie.
No. I mean, if there... I think what you're thinking of is this miniseries, I mean, which is sort of like a really long-running movie. But it was apparently a really awful miniseries. But nonetheless, it was, you know, some clown lurking in bathtubs and in sewer drains or whatever, and he would somehow kill people. And, of course, the book itself frequently had that clown's visage on its front cover. So clowns... to some extent, have been associated with scary media, and maybe that's also a factor here. But either way, people are freaking out, and now, according to AL.com, several cryptic posts from the Facebook page of a group known as the FLOMO Clowns put two southern Alabama schools on lockdown. Thursday morning, the Flemington Police Department received information from a parent that her child had been sent threatening messages on Facebook. They then locked down the schools over this. And let's see, according to law enforcement, the Flemington High School, which has about 400 students, and the nearly 300 students at the elementary school, which is adjacent to the high school, were put into lockdown. And so, yeah, all doors to classes and entrances to the building. Deputies secured the school grounds and searched the area and apparently found no clowns. But these reports were that the clowns were sighted near the school's campus. However, the police officer said that that report was inaccurate. The hysteria came after a group posted these two updates on their Facebook profile Thursday morning that have now been deleted. The group called Flomo Clown. Now, I don't know if that page is still up on Facebook. I haven't had a chance to look yet, but one of the clown pages I looked for was down.
Clown with a K.
K, yeah, that's right. Flomo, F-L-O-M-O, K-L-O-W-N. What they posted was as follows. Quote, "It's going down tonight. Smiley face, smiley face." Is it a crying smiley face? Yeah, it's like a smiley face laughing and like kind of crying at the same time. And then two little icons of a pistol. So two pistols, two crying smiley faces. It's going down tonight.
And the page still exists.
Oh, excellent.
Most recent post was 13 hours ago where they changed their profile picture to a very disturbing looking clown that has really big eyes and, like, you know, some blue horn sort of thing coming up from the eyes and a huge wide grin with messed up teeth.
The other post, so the first post was "It's going down tonight," and then about an hour later, apparently the page posted "I love kids." Now, there's not a threat in either of those two messages. You could try to extrapolate from "it's going down tonight" with two little icons of a pistol that that was somehow a threatening post, but you really have to have an active imagination to right. extrapolate that from that information. It could simply be that they're, you know, having a shooting tournament tonight. I mean, who knows what the guns mean in that context of "it's going down tonight."
Right.
That can mean absolutely anything.
Flomo Clown also 13 hours ago posted a picture that says "Facebook Correctional Facility," and it's a meme. So it shows somebody looking out a jail window. "Facebook Correctional Facility. If you haven't been here, you need to step up your game." With the
so they're saying they've been banned or something from
Facebook? They said, "Won't be commenting to anyone or telling anyone where I'm at on the wall anymore since sensitive people have had me locked down for 3 days. Hashtag Flomo's back."
I'm on the page now, and yeah, that's a pretty creepy clown. So that would be the photo that you're describing here. The clown's teeth are absolutely horrifying.
That's a clown that I could see, yeah. You know, freaking people out, but that's not yeah. what most clowns look like.
That's true. Definitely true. The page is listed on the, you know, like the about section here. I'm going to have to censor this for the radio. The page says, "Suck my clown D and taste the cotton candy. After I'm done, we will play hide the body."
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
So apparently the Flomo Clown page has not been taken down, but it was the posts about "it's going down tonight" and then later "I love kids," which is something you'd expect a clown to say. But obviously this is a parody Facebook page. They're having fun. They're trolling. This is not an actual threat. It's certainly not terroristic threatening. The police officer in this case from the Flomaton Police Department, this is John Knott, the Escambia County School Superintendent. He says the images on the Facebook page are hard to look at. He says, "I think it's horrible. We need to send a message to our students. Don't engage in any kind of communication with them." So wait, are you saying that high schoolers can't handle, because they locked down a high school on this, over this.
Right.
Are you saying that high schoolers can't handle a little bit of internet trolling? That you shouldn't even respond to the Facebook page with further trolling?
That they had a post on September 26th. "I just wanted to play tag. No one wanted to play with me. Carrollton, you guys suck."
Knott says the threats that clowns have been making on students in recent weeks in North Carolina and Georgia are not to be taken lightly. Quote, "We take any threat, especially a specific student, seriously, whether it's or when it's a threat of harm." Now, I haven't seen any evidence that that has actually happened, but obviously if there's a actual threat, that has been issued, that should be taken seriously. But to lock down a school because Flomo Clown, a Facebook page, posts something about it's going down tonight without any kind of idea of where or what or anything is a ridiculous overreaction. You can share your thoughts here with us at 855-453, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Live Sunday edition continuing. We will talk more about the National Service Program that is being proposed by Hillary Clinton. Coming up here in moments, and why national service is such a terrible idea. With you in the studio tonight, though, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And also want you to know about Save It Purse. You can go to saveitpurse.com, and you can save easily 15, 10, 20%, somewhere in that range, on pretty much anything you want to buy through Amazon. The catch is you have to have Bitcoin in order to get these huge savings. If you have Bitcoin, then you decide what you want to save. You want to save 15%, it'll be pretty easy to get that like within a few hours of placing your order. 20, 25%, you might be waiting a little while longer, because the higher the discount you're requesting, the longer it's going to take to make the sale. Because basically what you're doing is you're bidding, you're putting your Bitcoin up for bid into a marketplace. And so to some extent, there's some market pressures as far as what your Bitcoin is worth. But it's always, you know, I've never gotten less than 15% on anything I've ordered through saveitpurse.com. So you can get quite a discount if you are willing to use Bitcoin for it. And this is a good reason to get Bitcoin. So, again, start off over at SaveATPurse, saveitpurse.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We got Scott in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Scott.
Hey, gentlemen. I'm not going to be real focused. I'm going to hop around a little bit.
Okay.
You know, I read an article last night on the Internet about, maybe it was Kentucky Sheriff, saying, you know, we've got zero tolerance for, you know, people in clown costumes.
Yeah, this was the sheriff who threatened terroristic threatening charges against anybody found to be in a clown costume.
And thank you. I only caught, you know, I caught you at the top of the last hour. Anytime anybody uses the term zero tolerance, I equate that with, like, zero intellect and zero judgment. It's like
zero common sense.
Yes, it's so ridiculous. It's especially, you know, it's used frequently in school districts.
Yep.
You know, we get these people with these master's degrees or two master's degrees and these PhDs with childhood development and all these, you know, things for dealing with children. And then, you know, the first time a child acts up, oh, call the cop. Call the cop in the school. You know, they're getting paid mega bonuses for having all these exalted degrees for dealing with children. And then the first
thing they call the cops.
Put the cuffs on the kids. Now,
yeah, they take it to the maximum. They take it to the extreme, and that's, you're right. That's the idea behind zero tolerance, is no subtlety, no taking individual circumstances into consideration, no listening.
Now,
you know,
about the clowns.
No understanding. Sure, go ahead.
Okay, now this, you know, I'm calling from South Carolina.
Okay.
Not where I grew up. But there are laws here about masks. And
masks,
there are laws
yep.
in the southern states about masks. And most of them came about in the 50s. They had to do with combating the Klan. Okay, and that's a good idea, and, you know, all well-intended. But these laws are still on the book. I read an article yesterday or the day before about Facebook and this and that, trying to track people by facial recognition.
Oh, yeah, they got that.
Tracking. And, you know, if I want to... And I'm not on Facebook. You guys are, maybe, because that's part of what you do. But
yep.
Look, I really want to be just a private Joe. I'm not on Facebook. Maybe I want to wear a wide-brimmed hat, or maybe I want to wear a little something over my face, or big, stupid, ugly sunglasses. You know, we need to get these laws off the book about what is, you know, a mask.
I totally agree with you. Thankfully, I live in New Hampshire, where there are no such laws on the books that I'm aware of. People can wear a mask here, because in the wintertime, if you aren't wearing a mask at the right time, you are, you know, kind of in some level of danger. So
yes.
You might want to wear a mask. You know, Scott, I agree completely, but that's why I ultimately left the South, was because I wanted to join together with other libertarians who were moving to the same geographic location. And that's what I've done here.
I hear it every summer.
Thank you for your call tonight,
man.
I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And one of the reasons why I left the South, which is where I was born and raised, as were you, Daryl,
yes,
is because it didn't really seem like there was any chance any of these laws were going to get repealed. But, you know, the Republicans and Democrats were firmly ensconced in control. These are professional attorneys who, you know, want to make the government bigger so they can guarantee the attorney business more clients, and they just keep passing more laws. They're not repealing laws. They're not making the government smaller. They're not trying to find the inefficiencies and cut them out of the system or shut it down entirely. And we're seeing some success here with the Libertarians that have been elected in New Hampshire, and more hopefully will be elected this year than 2 years ago. And we've got a couple thousand people who've moved here already who actually care about freedom and are willing to do something. We've got more Libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-minded anarchists here in New Hampshire than probably anywhere else in the world has any concentration of those kind of folks. So we've already got a good start, and it's only going to get better from here on out. I wish I had a better news for people living elsewhere, but your governments aren't going to get any smaller.
So with the clowns, it's all fun and games until somebody gets stabbed, right?
No doubt.
And, well, that apparently happened in Reading, Pennsylvania. The police there are on the lookout for someone that was in a clown mask, stabbed a 16-year-old, killed him. Investigators are also searching for witnesses. They say that more than a dozen family and friends of the victim gathered to mourn at a memorial that was put together in the 1100 block of Robeson Street.
Now, where was this? Which city?
Reading, Pennsylvania.
Reading, Pennsylvania, okay.
District Attorney John Adams said police were searching for witnesses. We urge anyone who was there to contact the Reading police. Someone was wearing a clown mask and a fight broke out. Anyone who knows anything about this, please contact Reading police. Happened around 8:30 p.m. on, I believe, the 25th.
You know, some of the fallout,
September,
apparently, from these, you know, clown stories. Not this one is unusual in that something
right.
actually happened.
Right, this does not seem to be in any way related to
right.
the other stuff. It was somebody wearing a clown mask, apparently.
This could have been a
came up to some kid, started picking a fight,
right.
and wound up, you know, shanking him.
I suspect, total speculation here, but I suspect that that was not an unplanned event. It was likely a premeditated murder, and that the person disguised themselves as a clown for the purpose of committing that murder.
I don't know.
I guess.
You know, all of the quotes that they have here in the newspaper article, people were like, everybody in the neighborhood knew each other, and
yeah.
we were all cool, and nobody had a beef with the guy.
That they knew of. But
right.
Anyway, so I mean, it could have been a drug deal or something like that, but we don't know. But
right.
anyway, what's one of the other sides of this is the actual clown industry is suffering, apparently. I did see a headline about that recently, that, you know, like clowns that you can hire for a birthday party, those kind of clowns, like professional clowns who don't want to scare
right.
kids, that they're losing business because of all of the scary clown stories going around. That business is down dramatically for those folks, and that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
So. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Well, Hillary's not clowning around. She's proposing a terrible idea called National Service. And if you've never heard of it before, we're going to tell you about it coming up here. We'll share her exact words, and we'll pick it apart because it's an absolutely horrible concept. And basically, we'll be bringing about a national slavery program under a different name. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us at 855-450-FREE.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
ProPure Water Filters. Making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're doing the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight in studio, you've got Ian.
And Daryl.
We were talking about creepy clowns. Apparently, there's a hysteria sweeping the United States over people who have been seen in public wearing clown outfits and, like, lurking around in dark areas or something like that.
Well, and most of the stories that I'm reading are just people posting stuff on Facebook or
right.
Calling a school and saying,
there's going to be a clown at the edge of the property.
Yeah, it used to be that if there was a clown showing up at school, people would get excited. So, hey, there's going to be, like, balloon animals and other fun things that clowns do. Whatever. What's that called, a calliope? No. What's that called? Is it the
song?
Is it an organ? No. What's the instrument that is you know, that you're obviously using your mouth, but anyway, I think it's called a calliope. I could be wrong about that. Whatever the circus organ thing is.
I don't know. I just know that song is the entrance of the gladiators.
And I'm not familiar. You're talking about American gladiators?
No. The clown song. The official name of the clown song.
Oh, that's what it's called.
It's called The Entrance of the Gladiators.
Interesting.
Yes.
Doesn't seem like a song I would associate with gladiators.
And I know. Anyway. Most people don't.
So, yeah, clowns, we can talk about that. Or the really scary story of national service. You know, clowns, many of them just want to make you happy. Hillary Clinton wants to enslave you if you are a young person in America. If you're older than college age, this probably won't be an issue for you, at least not in the initial phases. They want to enslave young people typically in these national service program plans, which we'll continue to discuss here. And you can join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. Also, I do want you to know about Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. It's a fun movie and sometimes a sad movie. It's one that will likely move your emotions. You can watch it for free over at victimlesscrimespree.com, and it's available online. It's also available in DVD on a director's cut version of the movie, which is loaded with bonus features. VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. As we go back to the story here, it's actually a post on Medium.com by Hillary Clinton. And she is already, in just sort of the introductory paragraphs of this post about national service, conflated the idea of real volunteering, which is actually taking
working at a soup kitchen.
Right, of taking of your own time and then going and helping out some community group or organizing something for a community group. That's real volunteering. And then she conflates it with working for AmeriCorps or the Peace Corps or the U.S. military. She says maybe you've been a part of one of those programs, or maybe you serve in a different way. But however you serve, it feels good to be part of something bigger than yourself, to take our time and labor and put it towards something good. Something good happen that can happen in our country and the world. Something's missing in that sentence. And service
logic,
does,
proper grammar, the use of something that's not national socialism.
And service does something important for us as a society, says Hillary. Too often, we Americans can become separated by each other. And a lot of people are feeling that way this election. There aren't many places where people of all ages, all races, all backgrounds, all beliefs come together in common cause, but service is one of them. And that's one more reason why I think it's so valuable, because it helps us to reconnect with each other and to feel more of a part of our shared American life. That's why I believe that one of the jobs of president is to encourage more service, to help more Americans answer President Kennedy's call to ask not what you can do, what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. So what if we as a country made it easier? What if we created more service opportunities for Americans of all ages? What if we all strengthened the culture of service in our country so it wasn't just something that we did one day a year, but instead became a regular part of our lives? Wouldn't that tap into something great about our country?
Okay, so, Ian, so Monday is your day to service the nation, and Tuesday is my day to service the nation, and then Wednesday is somebody else, and everybody has a day that they must service their nation.
And then you'll feel better about yourself, Daryl. Now, what she's done here is, again, talking about working as a real volunteer, conflating it in with working for the government, and then saying they want to create more opportunities. So is she saying we don't have enough, there are not enough service organizations out there, that we don't have enough different charities out there that people can go out and volunteer for? Because I can tell you there's charities right here in Keene, New Hampshire, that would really appreciate some volunteer hours and people stepping up and helping out. No, she's talking about creating a government program.
Yes, and she wants to call that government program the National Service Reserve. And she says on her website, the Reserve will provide a vehicle for the sense of civic ownership and responsibility that Clinton has felt throughout her life, bringing Americans from all backgrounds together in common cause to make a difference where they live.
Well, I've got that. That's coming up here. She's going to get to this in her speech about halfway through. But she also wants to expand AmeriCorps. She wants to triple AmeriCorps, she says, first and foremost. Every year, she says there are hundreds of thousands more applications to AmeriCorps than there are spots. Let's grow the program from 75,000 annual members to 250,000. And then let's double the college scholarships that AmeriCorps members earn through their service. Second, let's grow the Peace Corps. Since President Kennedy launched it 50 years ago, it's given thousands of Americans the experiences of a lifetime, and it's fostered friendship and cooperation among people of dozens of nations. But it hasn't actually done anything to bring peace about, right? Because the U.S. government's creating war in a variety of places. Third, she says, let's expand service opportunities for people of all ages. The younger generation is already deeply thoughtful about how their lives impact others and the world. And I've been impressed by how many young entrepreneurs build some kind of social component into their business, whether it's giving their employees designated time off to volunteer in the local community, providing matching funds to fund local service organizations to help them reach more people in need, or adopting a school or community center as a pro bono project for the whole company. That's all good. People in business helping the community. We see it all the time, you know, with grants and things like that from companies that are assisting local organizations.
Right. We're both on the board of directors of the local community access television
That's
station.
Correct.
And there was discussion at a recent meeting about several of the bigger businesses in town that, you know, as sort of a goodwill sort of thing, they'll just sponsor various community activities, even though they're not necessarily advertising to regular people, because the one biggest business in the area is a wholesale grocer.
That's right.
They don't need us to know who they are. But it's a goodwill sort of thing.
They're marketing jobs in the local area. I mean, that to some extent. But yes, they don't want to have negative views of them in
right,
the community, or that will hurt
them. You can't
go
to the local grocer named after this wholesaler.
That's
because
correct.
There is no grocer named after this wholesaler. Their customers are grocery
That's
stores.
True.
We're not their customers. So they do it as a goodwill sort of thing
right.
to the community, to where people know, oh, this company cares about the community.
Right.
It's a good place to work because they care about the people.
And that's the interest in, and possibly the motivation in why they do the things that they do. But that's how the market works, to actually make, you know, people in business more compassionate. It's important for
right.
them, because there are people who are watching them and who want to see that they're acting in a compassionate fashion. So
right. And
the
they're doing that
us.
Because they want to do, you know, that goodwill, give back to the community thing, because they feel it's, you know, I don't know if they feel it's their obligation, but, you know, they're
their
not
corporate
being
responsibility.
Forced. They're not being forced to do any of this, and they really have no reason to do it other than that goodwill sort of thing. Because,
correct.
Again, they're not seeking customers.
No.
From this advertising.
But they live here, too. Right?
Yes.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So Hillary's got a little bit more to her plan, and then we'll get into the National Service Reserve. What is it that she's proposing? We'll get into that here in moments. And what's Trump have to say about this? I don't know if there's any news about that, but I think I might have found a headline. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, because in 2008, McCain backed up Barack Obama on this. It was a bipartisan thing, pushing this idea of this national service program. So will Trump join arms with Hillary and push this plan? This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. It's the live Sunday edition of the show. We're talking about national service. Hillary Clinton is putting forward a plan. She's pitching the idea of national service, which is basically code name for bringing back the draft, except with a different form. The draft is the old version of this, where they would force people into the military. Now they will force young people to choose which national so-called service program they want to go into. Do you want to be in the military? Do you want to be in AmeriCorps? Do you want to be in this new National Service Reserve, which we'll talk about coming up here in moments? At least that's been one of the proposals in the past, is that it's not a draft. You get to choose whether you want to go into the military. So this could be the way they sort of bring back the draft as well, which is really kind of one of the scarier parts about all of this, besides the fact that they'll be forcing millions of young people in the United States into government slavery programs. But we'll get into that here. And you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Plus, you can also join the Free Talk Live AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and is a way for you to send $5 a month into the show, so we can then use that and spread Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, and expand to new ears hearing the ideas of freedom. So you can join us over at amp.freetalklive.com. Use any major credit card via PayPal, and also you can join us via Visa or MasterCard right there on our AMP page, and also Bitcoin at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. She is talking about the various different bureaucracies she wants to expand here, Hillary Clinton, in her blog post at Medium.com. She wants to expand the AmeriCorps program. She wants to triple its size, grow the Peace Corps. She doesn't say how many triplings she wants to do of that. And she also wants to give students loan forgiveness if they launch a social enterprise, she says, or if you start a business in an underserved community. We should make it easier for young innovators to follow their dreams while honoring their values and giving back. Now, I also want to get older Americans more involved so that they have an encore opportunity after they finish their formal careers. I intend to make sure 10% of AmeriCorps slots go to Americans over the age of 55. Finally, she says, I want to create a new means for people to serve in serious, meaningful ways without a full-time commitment like AmeriCorps or the Peace Corps often require. The Armed Forces Reserves is a great model. It gives people the chance to make a high-impact contribution while still building careers and pursuing their dreams in other ways. She says, let's do something like that in the civilian space. We'll call it the National Service Reserve. She says, if you join the National Service Reserve, you'll receive some basic training. And when your city or state needs you, you'll get the call. It may be a few hours a month, or it may be much more, depending on what the need is and how much time you can devote. Say a natural disaster strikes and the Red Cross needs all hands on deck, or something like the crisis in Flint occurs and clean water needs to be distributed every day to families. You'll be sent into action, she says. Our goal is 5 million people spread across all 50 states with a special focus on people under 30 who've said again and again they want to have a bigger impact in their communities, but they can't leave their jobs. We'll work with governors and mayors, Republicans and Democrats, and this has got to be a true bipartisan public-private partnership because businesses and universities have unique resources to offer, and because we want workers and students to know that as they make this contribution, their schools and their employers have their backs.
So what I'm hearing here is we'll tell employers that they have to pay their employees when they don't come to work.
Ooh.
If they're volunteering.
And again,
because, well, what other way could that be translated? Of we have to make sure that workers know their employees have their backs. People want to volunteer, but they can't afford to take off work.
So now we'll force the companies to pay them while they're working for the government.
Oh, you're going to work for the National Reserve to do whatever? Here's your paycheck for that day.
I think you may be onto something here, Daryl. That may be exactly what she's talking about here. You can share your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, the old versions of this proposal were that it would affect all high school students, that it would be a requirement that they work for the government to graduate from high school. She's not talking about that right now.
She's talking about focusing on people between the ages of 18 and 30.
That's correct. So what she's going to do, how this is going to be structured, I think you may have the right answer here, Daryl. Let's go to Doug. He's in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug.
Hello. You keep bringing up reading the paragraph or the report, and she'll continually bring up the word volunteer. But think about the word volunteer. You're not volunteering if you're being told that you have to do it.
That's correct.
Right? I mean, my children would never do it. Look, there will come a time in the country. A lot of people talk about, would there ever come a time in the country where the country would become violent to affect change? And I hope not. I'm more like the type of guy like Ron Paul and Gandhi, where I believe that we're going to be able to get change and we're going to be able to get everything shut down here if we have to by not complying. And that could be one thing where my children and other people should not comply. They should not comply. You own your body. I know of no other entity that can claim an ownership of your labor. They claim your paycheck, part of your paycheck. They claim your body, by having you go to a war that you don't agree with, and they claim your property. I mean, what do you call that? I think that black people had an issue with that before. It might not be a whip, it might not be, but if they're claiming ownership of you, which they are,
like a master to me.
Yeah, me too. I don't know how much more people are going to tolerate and they're going to put up with. I really don't. Our children.
Well, apparently, they're
going to
put up with quite a bit. I mean, if you look
by their very nature are obedient. They will. They are very, very dumb. They've proven it time after time after time. They are very dumb and they're very obedient. Look, we've already taken $20 trillion, and we've got that on our children already. They're going to have to pay that. That money will have to be paid, whether it be through cutting back, whether it be through taking more of the paycheck, or inflation printing the money. I mean, it will have to be paid one way or another.
That's true.
And the children want to pay it. And now we're demanding that they have to work for the government, that they have to work for their community. No, the hell with their community. You should be making your own life. You should have the liberty and the freedom to make your own life. In my opinion, morally, you should be volunteering in your community, but that should be of your own option. You shouldn't be made and have a pile of garbage politician or bureaucrat telling you that you have to, you know?
Absolutely right. Doug, thanks for the call. Great thoughts. I appreciate the passion. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And one of the things that is suggested by what she's saying here, she doesn't come right out and say it, but she makes it sound like that we need to have the government to make it so all these different groups can work together and get things done. Because we
bring the Habitat Humanity would never build houses for people without, wait, they already are doing that.
Right. So she says here, this has got to be a true bipartisan public-private partnership because businesses and universities have unique resources to offer. And so she's making it sound like, oh, with this element of government in here, we can work together with business and universities, and we're bringing all of our talents to the table because government's so good at everything, and government can help make sure people can work together, and government can grease the wheels here, and we'll just make it so everybody's happy.
And on her website, she says, additionally, National Service provides important job training opportunities, especially for non-college youth, and helps Americans pay for college, repay student debt, and build skills that are attractive to employers.
Right. So as though that, we need to have the government to facilitate all of the various different things that are going on out there and somehow improve them. Now, anybody that knows anything about government knows that the government isn't going to improve anything. It's going to make things less efficient. It's going to make things more costly. It's going to make it more frustrating to try to get things done for all of these organizations that are involved in this.
Right. And the sentence that I just read from her website comes immediately after she mentions AmeriCorps and the Peace Corps, as if nobody would be able to get skills that employers find attractive
without
AmeriCorps or the Peace Corps.
Right.
That's why we need to triple the size of AmeriCorps. We're getting five times as many applications as there are spots available for AmeriCorps, so we just have to grow it. And there's a 32% increase in the number of applications for the Peace Corps, so we have to grow it. We have to grow all of these government entities because people are interested in working for the government.
And one of the worst parts about this national service thing is how many companies are actually behind it. I remember back from 2008, it was like companies like Target and Home Depot were backing the idea of national service. And I think that's, again, because they, as a corporation, don't want to be seen as a company that's like against community service.
Right.
Who could be against that? Which is why this is such a devious program, because it, again, conflates community service, real volunteering, with working for the state at the state's beck and call in its programs. And so you get all these companies coming on board supporting it. They're really supporting enslavement in a lot of ways. We'll continue with Hour 3 coming up.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
DVD. Books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hunt
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.